Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bets off.
Live from the DraftKings Sportsbook and Wild Rose Studio. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM. Ken Miller. Trent Condon. Miller and Condon on 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome in to an abbreviated edition of the Miller and Condon radio program. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO and 106.3 on the FM dial. As we stay with you here for the next 50 minutes or thereabouts, we will, late in the program, get to our Friday staple. That is barbecue from our friends at Claxon's. And for the first time in late February, part of it will be a football game taking place at the Unidome tonight. South Dakota State's the Jackrabbits, it's the Panthers, and the number is coming down. That will be a part of Claxon's. We'll do that here at about 11:45. Again, if you've played within the last, not if you've won, you're out for 4 weeks, but if you've played, you're also ineligible to play again, as the folks at Claxon's asked that we get some new participants, and I'm all for it, and so that's the way we are going forward with it. So Claxon's coming up. We will momentarily get to our friend Dave Sproul, covers Iowa State. I want to give the Cyclones their due. They're on the floor again, Hilton tomorrow afternoon. I want to say that's a 5 o'clock tip for Oklahoma, who they played very well against. And again, if you can't be in front of your TV, you can hear the game down the hall from us here at KXNO on 100.3 The Bus, the flagship of Iowa State Athletics. Dave Sproul momentarily from KASI, 1430 on the AM dial. And then Tom Kakert on the Hawkeyes. We'll get into that impressive victory last night for Iowa as they knock off Wisconsin and do it in convincing fashion and do it by playing defense. Man-to-man is working. Joe Wieskamp has taken his game to another level. Luca Garza tried to silence some of the critics that these awards at the end of the season are going to be closer than you think, and I was one of them. But boy, that was eye-opening last night, 30-8. Keegan Murray, kind of a quiet night offensively, but look at the work he did on the boards. Shot wasn't falling, but he had a dozen rebounds. C.J. Frederick makes his impact in the game. And yet again, we go through a Wisconsin game where I hear a commentator say, you know, those things just happen in the game of basketball. Well, okay, but they certainly seem to happen more often when Brad Davison, college basketball's dirtiest player, is on the floor. Look, the winter sport that I played and the winter sport that you played, most of you anyways, that's the difference. This kid doesn't get away with that BS because you knock him on his can. And I get it, you can't do that in basketball. But boy, oh boy, there's got to be some kids that he played with, whether at any level, that have come very, very close to saying enough's enough. Because it's every single game. And it's whoever the commentator is, the analyst, doing the game. Well, those things happen in the game. And he really didn't mean it right. I've seen enough of his act, as I'm sure everybody has. Maybe Wisconsin fans appreciate it. It's not good for the game. Anyways, so that's the program. Trent will be back in time. He asked me to do Tom Kakert second because he has lots of things he wants to talk about the Hawks from last night. It was an impressive victory. Credit where credit is due. And now we see if those Cyclones can put one in the win column. And Dave Sproul from the flagship and Story County of Cyclone Athletics, that's KASI 1430 on the AM dial. Dave, great to speak with you. Thank you for coming on here. Look, when these two schools played earlier in Norman, it was a Saturday afternoon. Was it Super Bowl weekend? It might have been. It was early in February. But regardless where it came on the calendar, Dave, I thought the Clones played very well in that game, and I think that this is a very good Oklahoma team, maybe the second-best team in the Big 12, and that was an encouraging effort out of them that day. Can they duplicate that tomorrow? How are you?
I'm doing
pretty well. Whether they can duplicate that effort is a really good question because, you know, game to game, it's kind of hard to gauge where this Iowa State team is going to be at. We've seen them lose, you know, by 30, 40 points. We've seen them hang tough with some good teams like Oklahoma. They kind of hung in there with Kansas last weekend, but they, you know, obviously gave it away with turnovers. So it's really so hard to predict game to game what you're going to see. I don't feel confident giving you any kind of prediction, but I imagine they'll go out, they'll play hard, and we'll see. Maybe there's something about this matchup with the Sooners and Cyclones that maybe works for Iowa State a little better than most of their opponents.
Well, I'll tell you, I think all Cyclone fans would sign for that game coming up in November across the parking lot, if you get my drift, as opposed to the one. It's not. It's in Norman this year, the football game. But regardless of that, you know, I'm not sure if you were on the Zoom with George Condit earlier this week when he spoke to the media. He really opened up, I thought, and kind of, you know, gave us a peek of what's going on with him, and his confidence is back up. And seemingly he wasn't having fun for a period of this season. And it looks like that spark that is coming back a little bit when it comes to him. Look, he's not going to wow you offensively, but he keeps balls alive on the offensive end of the floor. He's a terrific rebounder. He's using his frame to his advantage, getting those boards. And, you know, once that shot does start to fall, because he's getting opportunities in close, it's good to see Condit, A, opening up, and B, seemingly fully engaged in this basketball team.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of guys who, as a junior, you say, well, it's good that he's looking more like a freshman. But his freshman numbers, you know, he showed a lot of his promise. Yeah, as a freshman, there good numbers, you know, for a freshman. But he really hasn't improved on those much in the ensuing couple years. But the last couple weeks now, it seems like he's really rediscovered his focus and is kind of, you know, really bearing down. And I think working towards his strength, his length, and his, you know, ability to alter shots. He might not, you know, be a huge shot blocker himself, but he can get in there defensively and mix it up a little bit and force opponents to at least alter their shot a little bit. And then, as you mentioned, you know, going after the rebounds, making some hustle plays, and just showing that energy. And those comments, I think they came after Tuesday's game at Oklahoma State. I wasn't on that particular call there. And so I think, you know, Randy Peterson got a lot of those himself, and those were in his article in the Register.
Yep.
But, you know, Condit has talked, you know, in the last few years, a lot about, you know, refocusing and getting better and living up to who he thinks he can be. And we haven't seen the results of that much. And it got to the point where I'm thinking, this guy, he talks a lot about playing tough, but he doesn't show it on the court very much. Now we're really seeing it on the court. And that's a difference maker for Iowa State. It certainly, you know, obviously hasn't resulted in any W's because there's a lot of other stuff going on there. But it's showing, you know, on the court, and just in the way he plays and the energy he brings. And, you know, he's getting to be maybe a little bit more like Solomon Young, and the fact that he's just bringing that energy and focus every time on the court that you've seen from Solomon throughout his career.
Yeah, it's certainly encouraging, and thanks for pointing out, because I want to credit to whoever the source of that was, and with Randy Peterson, who was in Stillwater for the game, and he got those quotes. Then hats off to him for doing that, and I'm a newspaper fan, so Randy Peterson gets the credit for that one. So when you are on with the players, what are you noticing as far as their attitude? Is the winless streak starting to add up? Can you tell a difference when you're talking to these guys? Are they engaged? You know, when they're, you know, zooming with the media, you know, when the couple of times a week, or the when they do you notice a difference? How is the attitude from, and I know you didn't I don't think you went to school for this, but from what you see, how is their attitudes?
For the most part, it's good. They're saying all the right things, and you know, they're pretty low key personality wise or energy wise in a lot of these interviews, because, you know, mostly because of the way things are going. It's something that in a lot of the cases, the personalities are kind of low key. They're not guys who are given to talk in a big game, and you know, they would rather show it on the court. But you know, the results also have an effect on the way they speak and interact with the media, and that they're just, you know, there's not a lot for them to brag about, so they're not, you know, puffing out their chest and patting themselves on the back a lot, because there's not a lot for them to do. So they are saying the right things about how they need to improve and be more focused and play with, you know, more energy and everything you want to hear out of a team. But obviously is a big difference between that and what you see on the court. So, you know, I don't really detect that there's an attitude problem or any kind of arrogance, but there is, you know, you can imagine from the accumulation of bad stuff that's happened during the course of the season, there's also kind of, I don't want to say lack of energy, but I mean, it's not exactly an up key conversation.
Sure.
If that's a good word.
So Dave, what are you hearing? Has the league shed any light on how they're going to make up these? I know they've got that built-in week, but now Iowa State's sitting, what, three games that they're trying to get back on the schedule? They thought they were going to play Texas last night. That one got shelved. They've still got K-State. They've got Texas, and I believe Texas Tech. So that's three games now that they've got to try and make up. Any idea when the league, when the conference is going to share that secret as to how that's going to happen and what days of that makeup week are going to be involved?
Yeah, we haven't seen any indication yet. I don't know if any makeup games have really been scheduled for that week. I know, you know, Baylor has a bunch. Some other teams have some games to make up. Yeah. One of those games is against Texas. You know, I'd imagine they want to at least prioritize the games that could, you know, really make a difference in terms of the seeding in the Big 12 tournament, maybe even in the big dance when that comes around. So, at this point, I really don't know because it's getting close to that time when you got to kind of lay out a schedule and
right.
Let them know. And I know everybody needs to be nimble and be able to make changes on short notice, given everything that's going on. I would expect that the Big 12 would need to at least plot out their plans for making up as many games as they can. You know, the Iowa State Kansas State game might not have a big impact, so who knows? Maybe they'll skip that one or they'll try to squeeze it in somewhere. But they do have some games and some meaningful ones given the number of postponements there have been already that they need to squeeze into that last week and a half.
Dave Sproul, KASI, up in Ames, 1430 on the AM dial. That's where Iowa State plays in Story County. And we'll talk to you on Monday about this game and preview. Oh, boy. Baylor, yikes. The number two team in the country, Iowa State, Baylor on Tuesday night. Dave Sproul, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Good to talk to you. Dave Sproul, as we talk a little Iowa State. Tom Cakert on the Hawks coming up. We'll do that. Some guests in the room from Wild Rose. I have a feeling we're about to have a little ceremony, Trent Condon.
We are. In fact, we don't even have to go to break. I already told Tom Cakert. That's why I told him to wait till 11:25. Because we have this special something going on for you right now.
I got you. Well, how about that? So Tom Timmons from Wild Rose is here. Rick Gilson from Wild Rose is here. Two guys I spent a lot of time with in my previous life, and they were at Prairie Meadow. Boy, that was fun, fellas. Wasn't that something? I don't want to say we got away with some stuff, but we had a lot of fun.
We should have paid them to work there.
Isn't that right? That's Tom Timmons that you hear. And, of course, God, that was a fun time. Where's Shuey? You should have brought him. Got the gang back together. Travis, how are you?
Good. Nice to see you, Ken.
Nice to see you. Hey, you know what? As I said on the air, it was a blast having you in here that day. You know, having a guy that got a little sports book, runs a sports book here in the state of Iowa, being able to pick your brain. Do we want to do, boys? What have you got there, Tom Timmons?
Well, somebody told me you won something, Ken. I can't believe it.
But I know, nor can I.
You must pick games better than you pick horses. Yeah. I know that. But, there was a contest.
Uh-huh.
Wild Rose sponsored it. I believe you took on some of your colleagues
in
said contest.
Yes.
And I was told I have not audited the results. Mr. Gilson has, though.
Well, he is an auditor by trade, after all.
That's what I pay him for, yes. Yeah. But you won.
I did,
Tom. You won, and this is your trophy. I know you've got a lot of trophies at home.
Yes,
Cindy's
this will be the
probably
first.
Got them all somewhere,
boxed
dust
up,
all over.
Yeah, yeah.
But I expect to see this the next time I'm at your home.
Well, I would love to.
It's been a while since I've been there, too.
It has. I think we've moved since the last time you've been
probably
to.
Probably twice, yes. Yeah. But this is yours. It's got your name right here.
Now, do I get to keep that, or is that an every year trophy?
No, this is yours. Now,
bang.
What we might do is put a thing above it next year. Maybe it'll be traveling, but I don't know. I haven't got all the rules on that, Ken, but it's yours, at least for another year. Here you go, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Thank you very much. It's very nice. I'm humbled. Thank you. Thank you. Blind squirrel, right? Blind squirrel.
Well, we haven't told Tom about
good.
What you...
Glad to see that you did that. As a matter of fact, I told Travis. I said, who's in this contest? And
yeah.
He told me, and I said, well, it's Ken's going to win it.
Yeah.
Now, don't get a big head over that because I didn't know anybody else in the contest. But I knew how you picked the horses, and I thought, you've got to pick this one. So
well,
congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was fun, and as I'm known on the Fanatics, apparently, Old Man Miller actually won the prize.
That's right.
So
you're older than me, aren't you, Ken?
I think we're about the same age,
no,
aren't
your
we?
Your birthday's 2 days ahead of me, so I know you're older.
You're 59 or 58? Born in 59 or born in 58?
Yeah, somewhere. Give or take.
I think you're 57. I'm a 58 model. Anyways. Well, that's good. Guys, great to see you. How's things going with the DraftKings?
You know, it's going real well. I think they just posted a number in January.
I saw that.
Being DraftKings, it was, I believe, number one in the state.
I saw that.
If I'm not mistaken. I think when the February numbers come out, you're going to see some pretty good numbers there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys really know what they're doing. They do.
Well, and it took a while for them to get going, and you know, we kind of wonder, wow, what's going on? When's DraftKings going to get? But boy, oh boy, it was worth the wait because yep. They are doing great things. You have to be pleased with it, Travis, right?
Oh, immensely pleased.
It's Super Bowl numbers, 16.9 million, I think, was handled in the state.
Yes, sir.
I think. Brian Orilko came in here, who we both, how about Brian Orilko, where he started, right? It's amazing.
Should we tell some stories on him?
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. Selling programs at Prairie Meadows, and now, what's his official title with the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission?
What is it, Rick?
He's the administrator of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission.
Wow, good for him. An Iowa State grad and putting that education to good use. Trent?
I got a question for Travis. So we've asked for a few things, and we got that Super Bowl breakout that Ken and I wanted. Another thing we want, we're ready for the Iowa State football line to be posted.
Yes.
Can you make that call and tell the guys back in Nevada, you come up with the number, and maybe we could break the story here on KXNO on Miller and Condon when that line comes out?
I think that's a great idea. I mean, what's great about DraftKings is we have direct connections, and individually they're great people to work with. I just talked to one of them the other day about some Iowa and Drake football, about basketball stuff. So I will get that message out there and see if they can do some early Iowa State lineup. Because I agree with you, Ken, last week or so when you talked to Brian Orilko, after March Madness, that probably is the next big thing.
Yeah, I think it is. And you know what? The DraftKings are all the books instantly. As soon as the Super Bowl's over and the confetti's still coming down from the top, they post AFC versus NFC line for next year's Super Bowl, and it's available anywhere. This is our Super Bowl. We know who's in it. It's Iowa State hosting Iowa this year. I think you get some action. Now, obviously, the line would probably move between now and then, but who cares, right? As long as you get the money, you hold the money for a while, and you balance the books when it's all said and done. That's what it's about. Well, yep. Good stuff, fellas. Good stuff. Thanks for coming in.
How have you been, Ken?
I've been good, Tom. Update. Thanks for asking.
I never get to ask you a question when you're on the air. So how you
so doing? I'm well. Things are going good. You have one skin left?
We do, but we don't. We're working on it.
Okay.
We've got someone committed. Can't say right now, but
okay.
Probably within the next 2 or 3 months, we'll have that one going.
So who are your partners other than DraftKings? It's Bet Rivers?
Bet Rivers, and then we're getting in the process of having another one put in Emmitsburg.
Yep.
And we'll have another one put in Jefferson. And then I have to take something back. What we did is the Racing Gaming Commission just changed their rules, I believe, last meeting. Properties can have up to three sports
now.
Wagering. Yeah, so to answer your question, we will have one at each property.
Wow. Are you surprised, either any of you three, how many the influx of these books into the state of Iowa? I mean, everybody wants a piece of Iowa.
At first, I think there was some reservation, and the larger ones wanted in, obviously. But now, after they see what's going on, now we're getting inquiries.
Yeah.
There'll just be more and more.
It's amazing, and the deals just continue. Trent just did one for DraftKings. What is it? If any basketball game, if you hit if there's a three-pointer in the game.
Yeah, either team. Yeah.
Hits a three.
Bet a buck, win 100.
It's amazing.
Ken, you could win that bet.
I think I probably could. Well, Tom, as I don't have to remind you, as I hold this trophy here.
Yes,
I am the big game, big bets.
Yes, you are.
And yeah. I'm as excited about anything. The trophy's nice, don't get me wrong. I'm very appreciative. But the little stipend that I played for the Food Bank of Iowa, I see my friend John Liebel over there, who used to work in this building. So the Food Bank of Iowa is going to get $500 pour moi, correct?
Yes, sir. And in fact, if I may take a moment here.
Please do, Travis.
It's actually John Liebel's idea, and I give him all the credit to it. All four of you guys had four great charities.
Yeah.
So we wrote checks to all four charities.
Awesome.
We can't punish the kids because Chris Williams went 1-9 in the first round. I mean, that's not fair. But boy, you four guys, you pick great charities. They're just, you can't root against that. So we wrote checks to all four.
Oh, that's awesome out of you guys. That's really, really a kind gesture. Trent, you were Special Olympics.
Yep, Special Olympics
Ross
of Iowa.
Ross was Boys and Girls Club of Iowa,
yep.
Correct? And Chris was
Children's Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. Very well done out of Wild Rose and out of DraftKings, and we appreciate the support. And glad you guys are off and running.
Yep. Should be another fine year.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed that we get people back out and the casinos fill up again and you guys bring concerts back in again. When are you planning on doing that? Have you looked down the road?
Ken, tell me when everything's going to get back to normal. But we are looking at some concerts. I'd say probably by mid to late summer, we'll probably start doing those again.
Have you got your shot yet?
I did last Friday.
Did you?
Yes.
Nice.
I did. Yes.
So the first, any side effects for you?
Well, I have to say there was Saturday afternoon. I got it Friday afternoon,
yeah.
Saturday afternoon. I thought, I can't be having this again because I did have it.
I know you did.
And but it lasted about 3 hours, and yeah. I was fine Saturday night, so I recommend everybody get it. You don't want this stuff.
No, absolutely. I know there's a lot of people that won't, but I'm on board with get in line, and I kind of wish I was 65, Tom.
No, you don't.
I know. You know what I mean? I'm glad I'm 62 and I got that 3 years and I'll be with everybody else. But anyways, fellas, thanks for coming in. Can we take a break so I can take a picture with these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah, and then we'll come back. We'll get Tom Cakert in here. We'll recap an unbelievable game. Did you guys get hurt on that game, Travis, last night, Wisconsin-Iowa?
I haven't looked at it yet. It's probably 50-50 if I go look at the handle on that.
Perfect. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a perfect night for you guys. Rick Gilson, Tom Timmons, and Travis here. Travis, what's your Dvorak? Is that how you say it?
Yes, sir.
Travis Dvorak.
Good old Bohemian name.
Indeed it is. Thanks for coming in. Of course, John Liebel here as well. And thanks for what you guys did for all four of the outstanding charities that our colleagues that finished second, third, and fourth behind Old Man Miller.
A lot of talking over there. Our season-long contest
going,
was
Kid.
Different.
It was a little different, Trent, but there was no trophy or bragging rights like there was for this one. Tom Cakert and Claxons, before we get out of here at noon, it's Miller and Condon. We're on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO and 103
FM.
Trent Condon here for the Urology Center of Iowa. Well, I did it. I had my vasectomy procedure with the Urology Center of Iowa. It was quick, efficient, and I was in and out in less than a half hour. The big bracket for college hoops is coming out soon. If you want an excuse to chill on the couch while watching wall-to-wall basketball, then it's time to make the call to the Urology Center of Iowa to schedule your vasectomy. Call 515-400-3550 or online at iowauro.com. Vasectomies with the Urology Center of Iowa. And tell them you heard it. Org.
All right, welcome back. Miller and Condon, 1460 KXNO, 106.3 on the FM dial. Let's get right to Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Running on a show here, Tom Cakert. Thanks for being part of it. How are you?
I'm good. Ken, congratulations on your award. I always knew that you're the best handicapper of this show.
Knock it off, Cakert.
Oh, that's good. You see the smoke coming from Cakert's, or from Cakert, from Condon's ears.
I went 58.5% on our full season picks. And
no trophy for that.
Yeah, Ken has a couple of good weeks, and all of a sudden he's got a trophy.
That's right. You know what? That happens in the Big Ten tournament, the Big 12 tournament. But anyway, so Tom, let's get to the here and now and last night. Was that Iowa's most complete game of the year, Tom Cakert?
I think so. Just, defensively, Fran challenged him a couple weeks ago after the 4 out of 5 and just said, basically, we're going to play more man and you guys better start playing better or it's going to be a rough time for you. And they have. They've picked up. They've played better defensively. 66, 58, 62, the last three games, which is a marked improvement. Their Ken Pom number, I think Trent noted that last night on Twitter, is elevated now. It's less than 100. It was 130 about a week ago.
Right.
So it has improved drastically, and that's a good sign. And they got you could smell the Luca Garza was going to go off last night thing from 100 miles away. You just knew he was due for a 30-point game, and he went out and got it.
He played so well, and him knocking down shots, it was good to see that. Good to see some smiles on some faces. This team is playing good basketball, but a guy that I know you've had to defend at times on the message board, Joe Wieskamp. The play that he has had the last 2 months, we know the guy is talented. Talent has never been a concern. It's been about the consistency and being out there and doing this every single night. Boy, he's out there. He's hunting shots. He is confident. This Joe Wieskamp, I say it right now, enjoy him now because you're watching his last games in a Hawkeye uniform.
Yeah, he has elevated his game. And you know, and I get why people would say, well, he played great in a half and then he'd disappear in the second half, or why can't he do this all the time? Joe is just, he is unselfish to a fault by nature. That guy, even, you know, on his Muscatine high school team, I know, I saw him score the first 35 points of a game one time against CJ Carton. So, you know, he could score in volume, but he never has been a guy that aggressively just comes down and you could tell he's going to gun one up. He just, it's not his nature, but he's doing that now. And he's always kind of, you know, when he was closely guarded, he was a little afraid to either try and drive hard or just rise up and take a shot. And he's doing that now. And he's shooting at an unreal clip. I haven't run the numbers updated, but it was, I mean, before last night, it was like he was shooting 55% or something like that in the last nine games from three. Jesus. This is crazy.
Before I forget to ask you this, Tom, there's a rumor out there that the Michigan-Iowa game is going to be moved potentially as early as next week. Right now it's scheduled for Thursday, March the 4th. I know you've got something, your colleague with the Michigan Rivals site as well. What are you hearing about Michigan and Iowa and when it will be played?
Yeah, that's our Michigan site, the Wolverine, reported this morning that they were told that the game is going to get moved to the 25th of February. Don't know what time it's going to be played. Don't know what TV network it's going to be televised by, but it's going to be Thursday the 25th is what they're going to do. And they're going to reschedule their Michigan State games and have them essentially play back-to-back. I think there might be a day in between, but I think that's how they're going to kind of wrap up the Michigan regular season. By the way, the most interesting thing, Michigan's only going to play 17 games.
Wow. And yet they're making Nebraska play, what was it, Trent, 7 games in 11 days or something like that?
Yes.
It seems to be two different sets of rules there, Tom. Trent brought that up yesterday. I had no idea that that was the case. Will the Nebraska game get rescheduled? Coach McCaffrey, every time he's asked, says that he's confident that it will. Will it, Tom?
Yeah, because Iowa will then essentially have a free week the following week. You know, they play Ohio State on Sunday, and then they would finish up with Wisconsin in Iowa City on the 7th. So I would suspect it's going to get dropped in that week, that first week of March.
So you get that game, chance to get a victory. I say the rest is more important than getting that game in because a win does nothing. A loss isn't devastating, but maybe is a seed line type of loss. But that aside, Tom, looking at this team, the way that they have played, the way that they have regrouped, and still what is in front of them, do you think they're clicking? Do you think this is a team that is, I don't know, leading up to the level that you want to be playing when we get to March?
If that Michigan game gets moved, which it's going to, you find out a lot about Iowa next week, I think. Maybe
for sure.
go on the road to Michigan and Ohio State back to back. If you can go 1-1, that's a pretty good statement. You go 2-0, then you're like, okay, maybe this Iowa team should be a 1 or a 2 seed in the country if you go on the road and knock off both those teams. I think the big thing for Iowa right now is that they're playing to, and this is why maybe you want to play the Nebraska game. They're playing to try and get that 4 seed in the double bye, and that's probably why you want to play that game, because it's almost a guaranteed win.
Yeah, indeed. Look, at fellas, Penn State this weekend. I get that it's Penn State, and they're going to beat them. But this is a Penn State team that's got a bit of a pulse. They gave Ohio State until the final, I don't know what it was, 5 minutes or so. They gave them all they wanted, Tom. Yes.
They can be frisky.
Right.
But that's also a Penn State team that looked completely befuddled against a really tired Nebraska team playing their fourth game in like 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Harar gets it going. You know what's disappointing about the Penn State game this weekend? From a Luka Garza perspective, he's going to break Marble's record in that game. At least you would anticipate that he'll surpass him. And there'll be family only there, right? I mean, how are they going to recognize this? I would assume this is that'll something that takes place next year, Tom. I mean, they have to recognize this moment. Maybe did you do a two-for-one? You recognize that while raising 55 up into the sky?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to announce anything with his jersey, but they should. They really should. But maybe they'll save that for senior day.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would do is I'd do something after the game. I mean, you can announce it during the game, but just let him play the game.
Yeah.
And then after the game, if you want to do something with Fran and Luca on the court, do that just for his family. But, you can't even bring it. Yeah, how terrible is it? His dad can't even go down to the court and embrace him in that moment, right after that game or anything like that on the court. It's weird.
It is. Speaking of weird, last thing for me, Hawkeye baseball. We get the schedule released yesterday about this time. And a couple hours later, program's got to shut down because of COVID. And now Ben Norman, who I called a ton of his high school games at Roosevelt, outstanding player and a really good Hawkeye, says, wait. We went out and independently tested, and it was negative. Fill us in here. What's going on? And Hawkeye baseball team wants to get back out there since they have negative tests, and they want to practice again.
Yeah, and their season is coming up fairly soon. Right. I mean, the first week of March, you're talking they're going to be back. They're going to open the season against a very good Michigan team. So down in Round Rock, Texas, at least they're planning on playing in Texas. We don't know what hopefully things down in Texas are getting better by that point. But yeah, it was weird. I had heard some whispers during the week that maybe there were, they had some positive tests and they were going to have to shut things down. But the Ben Norman thing really kind of came out of left field. And, I saw Dr. Peterson, who's kind of the head physician for University of Iowa, kind of responded because he doesn't like it when the players go, the student athletes go on social media and start saying stuff. He's like, I'm right here. I'll answer every question you want. Just ask me and I'll explain it, what's going on. And I think that's his frustration. He's pretty much an open book. Having talked to him, he's going to tell you exactly what's going on and why you have to do what you do.
Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, thanks for being patient. Appreciate you doing this for us. We'll do it again next week, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Appreciate him jumping on. We owe you a keyword. We'll do that before we ask you to call in for klaxons. It's time for another $1,000 slam dunk. Text the keyword grand to 200-200. Right now, it's your chance at $1,000. That's grand to 200-200.
I already erased the disclaimer.
That's grand to 200-200. All right, let's unbusy these phones, and we will take the first four callers. Again, you have not, you can't have participated.
Oh, I found it.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
Grand to 200-200. First four callers at 284-5966. If you haven't played Klaxons in the last 4 weeks, you're eligible to chime in. We've got a football game. We've got Iowa State, Oklahoma, Iowa, Penn State, and Ohio State and Michigan. And what a unbelievable game that promises to be. We will do that. Tell you the tiebreaker. No, I won't.
Save it.
Save it. I like it. Do you?
I do.
Did you see the pictures I tweeted out last night? Did you see?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. What a spectacular setting. Miller and Condon with Klaxon's giveaway next. If you're getting a ring, that means you're in. Stay right there. 1460 KXNO and 106.
We haven't quite hit March, but that doesn't mean college basketball fun has to wait. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players a chance to cash $100. Check this out. New customers, bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. And if your team knocks it home, boom, bang, $100. All it takes, one three-pointer to be hit by your chosen team to turn $1 into $100. Sounds like a no-brainer. Now, this slam dunk offer won't be around forever, so head to the App Store now, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and get in on all the action. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code KXNO for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. Must be 21 or older, Iowa only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. Winners paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
You should
Global
too.
Global Direct Mail and Marketing is a local design and print shop that'll help you from start to finish. From design to printing and mailing it for you. From wedding invitations to birth announcements. And it's time to be thinking about those graduation announcements. No matter how big or small your project is, Global will work with you from creating a custom design to getting your project inserted into the mail. Global can design, print, and deliver. And Global can help your business grow with custom mailers designed to help you bring new customers through your doors. Located on 121st Street in Urbandale, it's Global Direct Mail and Marketing.
Condon, welcome back. Final segment here on a Friday. It's 1460 KXNO and 106.3 on the FM dial. Claxon's Barbecue, in business in Altoona for 25 years, 3131 8th Street in Altoona. ClaxonBBQ.com, ClaxonBBQ.com. Look, they've been in business for 25 years. A restaurant, if they managed to go that long, you know they are doing it right. And we can both vouch for that. Claxon BBQ. Claxon's is going to give two of our listeners an opportunity to win a prize. The winner will get a $35 gift certificate. The runner-up gets $25. We'll give you four games and the tiebreaker. Whoever gets the most right gets the $35. The second is $25. So, Trent, did you, because I did not get the point spreads, did you send them to me?
I did not send them to you. I'll give them to you right now, though.
Okay, give me a second to get that in front of me. Maybe you should have done this during the break.
Yeah, whoops, I forgot about that.
So, you and I is now down to 1.5.
It is. Is that what we're going to play?
Sure, why not?
We'll go with the 1.5. Game 2, Iowa State getting 11.5 against Boomer Sooner.
Iowa's how much of a favorite?
They are a favorite of 11.5 against Penn State.
Okay, and Michigan is a 1.5 point favorite, did you say earlier this week?
No, they are a dog. The Buckeyes are favored by 1.5 in the game against
OSU
Michigan.
Minus 1.5. Here we go, Tyler, Butch, Ronnie, and Dustin in that order. Hi, Tyler, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Football tonight. How about that? Are you going to watch?
You've convinced me all week to watch this game, so it's going to be a needle mover for me tonight.
Well, listen, first of all, thank you for listening all week. Trent and I appreciate it. Panthers are getting 1.5 to South Dakota State tonight, Tyler.
I'll take the Panthers.
Iowa State gets 11.5 tomorrow from Oklahoma.
The Clones are going to nip somebody, and I'm calling my shot. The wrong team is favored. Trent, take a little nibble on this money line. I'm going with the Clone.
Yeah, like Tyler, it. Wouldn't that be good? I hope, honestly, I hope for Cyclone Nation you're right here, Tyler. Iowa is an 11.5-point favorite over Penn State.
Penn State's pesky. I think you're going to see some wide-open corner threes, so I'm going to take the points from Penn State.
I'm with you. They are a pesky squad. Ohio State is a 1.5-point favorite over Michigan.
I'll take Ohio State.
Here's the tiebreaker, Tyler. There are two games tomorrow, or this weekend at Lake Tahoe. NHL, two games. Total goals in both of those outdoor games?
11.
11 closest without going over. Tyler, have a good weekend. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Butch is next. Hi, Butch.
Yes.
Butch, you and I gets 1.5 tonight from South Dakota State in football.
South Dakota State.
Iowa State gets 11.5 tomorrow from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Iowa gives 11.5 to Penn State.
Penn State.
Ohio State is 1.5 favorite over first place Michigan.
Michigan.
And total goals in the two games played outdoors at Lake Tahoe in the NHL this weekend. Closest without going over, Butch.
12.
12 it is. Thank you, sir. Ronnie is next. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
UNI gets 1.5 from South Dakota State.
UNI.
Iowa State gets 11.5 from Oklahoma.
Cyclones.
Iowa gives 11.5 to Penn State.
Penn State.
Ohio State, 1.5 favorite over Michigan.
Buckeyes.
How many goals scored outdoors at Lake Tahoe, two-game series?
9
it is, Ronnie. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And Dustin brings Klaxons to a close for another week. Hi, Dustin.
How's it going?
Good. UNI is 1.5 favorite tonight over South Dakota State.
South Dakota State.
Iowa State gets 11.5 from the Sooners.
I'm going to take Oklahoma.
Iowa gives 11.5 to the Nittany Lions.
Penn State.
Buckeyes 1.5 favorite over Michigan.
Michigan.
Total goals in both games at Lake Tahoe this weekend, closest without going over.
10
it is. Dustin, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate Klaxons, 3131 8th Street Southwest in Altoona.
We have a consensus.
We do.
Everybody grab Penn State in the points.
Everybody grab Penn State in the
Look
points.
Look for that Sunday clubbing from the Hawks then. At least that's the way it usually plays out.
Everybody's going one way. What do you do?
Back the other way.
Indeed. So how did you do last night?
Not good. Got Rutgers late. They were able to still hold on and get the cover. But, I was on Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were coming back, I played them live.
Did you? I had for a little more.
Yes. I had a $11 free bet. And a $20 free bet, so I used both of them. The first I got like at plus 330 on Wisconsin when they cut it to 4. The other one is when Iowa responded and I opened another app. And I had the $20 one. They were up to like plus 920 at that time, though. Jeez. It was a 6-point game. Of course I'm going to free bet right down the drain.
Yeah.
And not a bad feeling, though. I will take those every single time.
No, I got it. Well, hopefully we get some good games this weekend. Luka Garza going to break the record Sunday, right? Don't you think?
Yes. I mean,
was he 13?
Is that the number?
I think it's not very many. I think it's around 13 away from marble.
So you got hockey this weekend in Tahoe, as we heard.
Well, Trent, it looks spectacular. The visuals.
Yeah.
If you follow me on Twitter, by the way, we are accepting new Twitter followers. I'm Ken Miller. It's just spectacular. Channel 13's got both games.
Oh, nice.
NBC's got both of the games.
I love the look of those outdoor games.
Oh, and it's too. I mean, they're playing it on the 18th hole of a golf course at Lake Tahoe. It's beautiful. Hope the games are good. I think tomorrow will be. The Lanch and the Golden Knights are the two best teams in the West. And they play tomorrow, and then the Bruins and the Flyers on Sunday. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for being here. Saturday morning pregame. Don't miss that tomorrow morning. Miller and Condon wrestling tonight for Trent as well. 1460 KXNO and 106.